This morning we begin with the story of a ladder and a dream. Jacob leaves his home, and he's alone, and he's scared, and he comes to a place. There are no inns. There is no place to stay other than under God's sky, and he puts a rock down for a pillow, and he has a dream. And he dreams of a ladder or a stairway that leads up to the sky. And he sees malachim, he sees angels, olim v'yordim bo. They're going up and they're going down. And he wakes up. And when he wakes up, he says something strange. He says, Achein yesh Adonai b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. There's a God in this place and I didn't know it. This week, for the first time, in one commentary that I guess I either hadn't read before or had long since forgotten, I found that the Midrash asks a question, which is, if Jacob saw angels ascending a ladder, why didn't he go up? I mean, okay, you can say, well, it was a dream, and you don't get to choose what you do in dreams, but in a commentary to the Bible, you can ask anything. So the commentators want to know, after all, this was Jacob. Presumably, Jacob had mastered the art of active dreaming. Why didn't he go up? And their answer is that Jacob was afraid, because he saw that if you go up, you have to go down. Olim v'yordim bo. He saw that all the angels that went up came down. And the descent scared him so much that he wasn't willing to make the ascent. He was frightened. And that's why he wakes up and says what he does. Because if you know the Hebrew, you can translate what Jacob said in a different way. Achein yesh Adonai b'makom hazeh. God is in this place. Va'anochi, which means, and I, lo yadati, I didn't know. In other words, God's here, and I didn't even know myself. And it was by coming to understand himself that Jacob realizes that God is here. It's by coming to appreciate who he is that he realizes that he missed the opportunity to ascend and will have to find it again. It's what gives him the courage eventually to struggle with the angel, to wait for the dawn, to greet his brother Esau, and to become Israel. It was in his exploration of himself that he finds God, and in finding God, finds blessing. And here we are. Here we are, the victim of 1,000 dissatisfactions. All of us have a catalog of complaints. Reasons that we don't do things or don't dare things, or why other people have prevented us, constrained us, shortchanged us. We all have them. We, the luckiest generation of Jews, of human beings who ever lived, and yet our list of complaints has grown no shorter. And yet, somewhere deep inside, we know, Achein yesh Adonai b'makom hazeh, that we are awash in God's blessings. That every day our complaints are small, invisible, evaporating next to the plentitude of everything we have. And every night, as we put our heads, as Jacob did, except on something softer than a rock, and even if we don't dream of ladders, Every night we know that there are ladders in the world that invite us to climb them. And that for each ascent, there will be disappointments and difficulties and dissents. But we know that if we have a certain amount of faith in ourselves and in God and in the world, then we ascend. Shir HaMa'alot begin the Psalms. This is a song of ascent, a tune of going up. And so what does Jacob wake up grateful for? He wakes up grateful for his soul, for God, for life, and for the possibility of having an adventure. He doesn't know what's going to happen. He doesn't know that Rachel exists out there, or Leah exists out there, or his children exist out there waiting to be born. He just knows, Yesh Adonai b'makom hazeh. He wakes up knowing that there's a God, and therefore knows that life holds inestimable riches, jewels of spirit, possibilities unrealized. And that if he spends his life in narrowness and anger and disappointment and complaint, that he will never know that there is a God in this place. He calls the place Beit El, the house of God. But really, it's a rock in the wilderness. That's all it is. By which the Torah tells us that Beit El isn't any single place, but rather is every place. And in some places, and in some times in history, people have believed more deeply and realized more fully the potential of God's blessing in this world. And a few hundred years ago, that potential and that blessing was realized here. Not that there haven't been dissents, not that there hasn't been pain and cruelty and wrong and struggle in the long and torturous history of our country. But we have made of this land something unprecedented in human history. And on this weekend, when we count our many blessings, we recall that from ancient times till today, Hakarat HaTov, the recognition of everything you have, is at the base, at the foundation of what it means to be a religious person, to feel an address for your gratitude, a certainty that despite all the many pains and sicknesses and losses that inevitably come into any life, that the only reason you can lose is because you had. And the only reason you are disappointed is because you dreamed. And the only reason you feel pain is because you are still alive. And for that, and for the remarkable blessing of our souls, we praise God. All of those, the many, many, many souls who have sacrificed everything so that we might have something. And we are also grateful for each other, for community, so that we can remind each other of what it is to be an heir to this ancient tradition, to be a citizen of this great land, to be a human being in God's world. Makor Nefesh.